Now to research on Australian universities that's found that student fees make up about a fifth of public university funding. The bulk of that $6 billion comes from overseas students. And the Grattan Institute study also found that many of those students are prepared to pay more to attend a prestigious Australian institution, as Samantha Donovan reports.
A new study from the Grattan Institute has found that in 2013, international students paid $4.3 billion to study in Australia. Their annual median fees ranged from $21,000 to $28,000. Andrew Norton is the director of the Institute's higher education program.
What we found was that some universities charge pretty high fees for international students. And rather surprisingly, there's an enrolment skew towards those universities. So that even though there are some quite cheap courses for international students, on the whole, they prefer the more expensive ones.
So are those students paying a premium for particular courses or because they want to attend a prestigious university?
We think it's mostly prestige. So they pay a very large amount to attend a Group of Eight or Sandstone University compared to, say, a technology university, which, you know, on most measures do as well for students as does a Group of Eight university, but they really want that prestige premium.
And which courses are they drawn to in particular?
Well, more than half of all international students do business-related courses, but engineering and IT also attract reasonable numbers.
What are the implications of having such a large percentage of university fees paid for by overseas students?
Well, it does create a financial risk for universities that they are dependent on overseas students in general, and in recent years, Chinese overseas students in particular. So if those markets go seriously bad, that would have major implications for the universities.
So a continuing downturn in the Chinese economy could have a big impact on Australia's higher education sector?
That's right. So there is a theory that, you know, throughout Asia and India that the middle class is growing so quickly, and if it grows a little more slowly than the past, that there'll always be a steady stream of students seeking education overseas. But I think it is a strategic vulnerability for the universities that they're so reliant on this, and it's one of their few major sources of discretionary revenue. That is, it generates profits they can spend on other things.
The Group of Eight is the peak body for Australia's most prestigious universities. Its chief executive, Vicky Thompson, acknowledges the sector is heavily reliant on Chinese students in particular.
Well, there's no doubt that all Australian universities are heavily reliant, for a lot of reasons, on the Chinese market. So that's not something that's particular to the Group of Eight. And I think that's an area where all universities, again, are looking at how do we diversify our market. And that's not just because of the issues around fees. I've just come back from India with Minister Pine, the Education Minister, and it's quite clear to us at the Group of Eight, and I think to most universities who are on that delegation, that we need to diversify our market for a whole lot of reasons. One is the economic reason. We shouldn't be so heavily reliant on a revenue stream from a single country. Secondly, we are facing increased competition from the US, from the UK, from Canada. And the third reason, which I think is often not recognised, is students that are coming to Australia want an Australian education in a diverse environment. And I'm fairly confident that Chinese students who are coming to Australia don't want to be sitting in lecture theatres and classrooms where it's full of other Chinese students or you know, it's a monocultural international experience.
How concerned are you that a continuing downturn in the Chinese economy may see the number of Chinese students coming to Australia drop off?
Would we be concerned? Obviously we would be, because it's our largest market share, the Chinese student market. But there are other issues apart from the Chinese economy which will impact on that, and that is the increased competition we are getting from other countries, and also the fact that the Chinese education market is a very sophisticated market itself. Chinese university sector is now fast becoming one of the best university sectors in the world, so they are growing their own international student market. So there's a whole lot of variables that we have to think, and I don't think about. And Australia can't, and Australian universities can't simply rest on our laurels and think, well, students have come for years, they will continue to come. We have to actually ensure that we remain as competitive as we possibly can, but also offer a very good, diverse education for those students.
That's Vicky Thompson, the Chief Executive Officer of the Group of Eight, which represents Australia's sandstone universities. Samantha Donovan with that report.